The Taku River Tlingit First Nation has steadfastly opposed a road from Atlin to the mine, which is located near the confluence of the Tulsiqua and Taku Rivers. The new route, however, grew out of discussions last year between mine owner Chieftain Metals and the tribe. Gary Alexander is project director for the Environmental Assessment Office for BC Ministry of Environment. He said the fact the two sides worked together was important.
The proponent, in this case Chieftain Metals, have an existing approval under the Environmental Assessment Act, as well as a permit to actually build the road. Now, on the basis that this wasn't the alternative that First Nation wanted, the proponent worked with the First Nation last year to come up with an alternative route that would better meet the needs of the First Nation and the proponent.
The new route is also within the Atlin-Taku Land Use Plan, agreed to in 2011 by the First Nation and British Columbia government. The plan came after years of litigation, including a lawsuit over the original permit for a mine access road. When Chieftain Metals purchased the property 2 years ago, company officials knew the route was contentious, but they maintained that a road would be the only way to attract mine investors, especially since barging on the Taku River is so uncertain. The Taku River Watershed Agreement presented an opportunity for Chieftain and the First Nation to negotiate a better route. Keith Boyle is Chief Operating Officer for Chieftain Metals.
So they signed a land use plan and said, you know what, find an alternate route within this particular area if you want access to the Tulsiqua Valley. I'm simplifying it. And so that's the work we did all last year to actually come up with an alternate route that avoided those contentious issues and stayed within that strategic access area.
In an interview just before the company applied for the new route last spring, Boyle said it would be better for both the First Nation and Chieftain.
It avoids the Nackinaw Trail, the heritage trail that the TRT have said has always been, you know, the biggest contention around that road. And the other thing, too, is it actually avoids what they call the Blue Cannon area, which is the area where there's a lot of moose and caribou.
The EAO's Alexander said the prospect of less impact on habitat for grizzly bear, caribou, and moose, the majority of wildlife species in the area, was a selling point for the new route. He also said it avoids a lot of potential impact for fish habitat.
There are significantly fewer bridge crossings on the amendment than there are on the approved route. It's quite a significant change in the number of crossings alone.
According to Chieftain, the approved route is shorter and will reduce construction costs. It will connect with the BC Road Network at the end of Warm Bay Road, south of Atlin. While the Taku River Tlingit First Nation worked with Chieftain on the road realignment and was part of a government-led Tulsiqua Mine Working Group, the tribe pulled out of discussions in July. That's when the company shut down the plant that was treating acid rock drainage from the mine. At the time, the group said Chieftain had breached commitments made to the tribe. The company said it needed to improve treatment plant operations as well as raise money to run it. The old mine has been discharging acidic water since former owner Cominco stopped mining in 1957. Chieftain Metals federal and provincial environmental permits require the drainage be cleaned up. Since the BC government approved the new access route, First Nation leaders have had no comment. Calls to tribal leaders have not been returned. Southeast Alaskans should be relieved at the prospect of a road instead of barging materials and ore up and down the Taku River. But transportation is just one aspect of the proposed mine. The international group Rivers Without Borders may be the most vocal mine opponent. Spokesman Chris Zimmer said the access road would provide a foot in the door for more industrialization.
You know, the road versus the barge, I think they'd all have different impacts. I think the biggest worry from the road is the fact that once you put a major road into an area like this, you're likely to see additional spin-off industrial development.
Zimmer believes both transportation routes would be a problem for the Taku River watershed. The river flows from British Columbia into Alaska waters about 10 miles south of Juneau. The Taku River is considered Southeast Alaska's most prolific salmon producer. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.